From Spark and Anvil and Harvest Forge, this is Seed, in Chapter 1 of the Harvest Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Seed is a small finch tween who always wears his chunky almanac vest, a vest with lots of pockets. One holds his tiny seed couch, tomato, carrot, kale, garlic, rye, and more. Another holds his stack of planting calendar cards, marked with frost dates, day lengths, and the best soil temperatures. He has warm cream feathers and a soft russet cap, and he loves nothing more than the seasons. When to plant, Seed likes to say, patting his cards. The calendar is a tool. Because here's the secret most people miss. Planting isn't just digging a hole and dropping a seed in. Every single plant has its own perfect time, a little secret window. Some plants love cool weather. Lettuce, spinach, kale, peas. They'll even shrug off a light frost. Others need warm soil. Tomatoes, peppers, corn, squash. A late frost kills them dead. Planting, Seed says, should be a science, not a guess. Seed grew up near the old hedgerows, in a family who had read the seasons together for as long as anyone could remember. But he learned why the calendar matters the hard way, one impatient spring. He was young, and the sun felt warm, and he simply couldn't wait. So he pushed his precious tomato seeds into the ground weeks too early. They sprouted, tender and hopeful. And then a late frost swept in one night and took every single one. I cried, Seed admits. All that hope gone in one cold morning. His grandmother found him and didn't scold. She just opened her old almanac and showed him the frost date line. The warm feeling in the air lied to you, little one, she said gently, but the calendar wouldn't have. It's a tool. It remembers what the weather forgets. So Seed learned to read the frost dates, the day lengths, the soil warmth. The calendar didn't take the wonder away, he says. It made it safe to hope. Now when I plant, I know the seed has a real chance. He has trusted the calendar ever since. When Seed was 12, he walked to Harvest Forge. Tara, his mentor, asked him, "What is seasonality?" Seed answered right away, "It's knowing what to plant and when. Every plant has its own secret window. The calendar, frost dates, day length, soil warmth, is the tool that tells you when the windows open, when to plant. The calendar is a tool." Tara smiled. "You are appointed." In his workshop, Seed teaches everyone how to read the seasons. He spreads out his planting calendar cards. "Some plants like it cool," he says, holding up a card. "Lettuce, spinach, kale, peas. Plant them early. A little frost won't hurt them." Then a warm weather card. "Others need warm soil. Tomatoes, peppers, corn, squash. Plant those too early and a late frost ends them." He points to a day length card. "And sunshine matters too. Onions need lots of long days to grow big and round." He shows them his tools, an old almanac, a notebook where he writes down what he sees each year, and the trick of asking the local farmers who've watched this exact patch of sky for decades. "The calendar isn't just pretty pictures," Seed says. "It's the most important tool a grower has. It turns planting from a lucky guess into a plan that gives every seed a fair chance." And he's gentle about mistakes. If you plant too early and lose a crop, that's not failing. That's the calendar teaching you next year's date. Write it down. The almanac only got wise because someone kept notes. "Is knowing when to plant hard?" a student asked him once. Seed shook his little russet-capped head. "It isn't hard. It's just read the calendar, find the window, then plant. The calendar remembers what the warm air forgets." Whenever he pressed a seed into the soil at just the right moment, a warm, settled feeling filled his little chest. The same calm he felt watching the first green sprout push up weeks later, right on time. That quiet gladness, more than any date on any card, was why he loved the calendar so.
It didn't just tell him when. It made the whole long, patient year feel like a friend, one that kept its promises, if you only learned to listen.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to SEED. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.